Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
In celebration of the Ghana Lottery Company Limited's 20th anniversary and Guyana's 50th independence, we bring to you our Lotto Super 6 2050 promotion. Starting July 25 through September 3, simply purchase $1,000 on a single Super 6 ticket and get a coupon. Or $2,000 and get three coupons for a chance to win 20 fantastic prizes of a Kia Rio 2016 car, LG 55-inch smart LED TVs, Jilinx scooters, Apple MacBooks, Samsung S7 phones, 50th Jubilee 18 karat gold pin, food vouchers, Apple iPads, or one bottle of Eldorado 50-year Grand Special Reserve Rum. So, play Lotto Super 6 for your chance to win in our 2050 promotion. Remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups, to donuts, to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
When last we were in Murundoy, the village council tried to reach a consensus on the plan of action for regional development, but it was vigorously opposed by a group led by Ignatius. Eventually, Monica, disgusted by his disrespect for Catalina, crossed the floor and supported the plan. She was welcomed by Sister Patsy, who begged unsuccessfully for an invitation to attend Divine and Ryan's wedding. When James offered Catalina a lift home, Sister Patsy warned her against any close relationship and jumped in the vehicle for a ride home also. And now, as we return to Murundoy, Monica, Lawrence and Divine await a visit from Ignatius and Ryan.
Lawrence, I'm really not looking forward to having Ignatius over here today. That man made my blood boil at the last village council meeting. You should hear the way he insulted that poor girl, Catalina.
Some people ain't got no redemption in them, Monica.
He's the type of man women should stay far from. When you can talk what you do and then do with a woman, you're not a man.
He can't do anything now with a big son he got carrying around.
And a coward at that. Any decent man would have gone and do the operation long now.
Well, all the talks he got, he freaking for go under the knife.
You know, if it wasn't for Divine and the village council, I would never have a word to say to Ignatius Thomas.
What he do now?
Hi, Divine.
Look, you don't worry your head, child.
I completely understand. The one thing that worries me about getting married to Ryan is his father. He creeps me out.
He ever watch you in any kind of way or say anything to you?
Tell me so we could jail his tail. I wouldn't put anything past him.
No, Auntie Monica. But you know sometimes when your back turned, you could just feel somebody eyes on you? I felt that a few times with him.
And did you tell Ryan?
Yeah, but he thinks I'm imagining things. And since I never caught Ignatius watching me, I can't argue.
Divine, all I can tell you is to be careful around that man. Never find yourself alone with he or anything like
that. That's why I don't want to live with him. And that's why I'm on Ryan's case to make sure our house is ready by time the wedding.
Listen, if the house ain't ready, you and Ryan could always stay here.
Yes, y'all occupy your bedroom.
You don't like that idea?
Well, I don't think Ryan will go for that. And I don't know if I will feel comfortable either.
Well, the two of y'all young and hot. So me and your father might just disturb y'all for truth.
Monica, please stop. It's me little girl you're talking about, you know.
Little girl? She's about to get married. Some of y'all men don't like to think about the fact that your daughters grow up. But you got to face it.
Yeah, well. I can catch a little five till Ignatius and Ryan meet here. Wrap up and reach.
Okay, Daddy.
So, you feeling better now about getting married?
I think so. Bottom line is that I love Ryan and I can't see myself without him.
Young love. Reminds me of my first boyfriend, Clarence.
Clarence?
Yes, Kyle. I was crazy about Clarence. He had long, curly hair and a kind of grayish brown eyes.
So you always like that mix up.
Why you think I marry your father?
You're a mess, Auntie Monica.
Girl, I'd love Clarence. I would do anything for him. But some woman come from the States, marry in Caribbean, and that was the end of me and he. Plus after the... How many other women they claiming he was the fella and how much they claiming he get them pregnant?
Wow, so where is he now?
Sitting somewhere in New York. I hear he got about 10 children with about 5 women.
So what happened to his wife?
Well, as soon as he get his citizenship, I hear he left she. But I ain't gonna lie. I used to dream he would someday come back and marry me.
Wow, you really had it bad. You sure it's all in the past?
Yes, my dear. Your father is now the love of my life.
All right. That must be Ryan and his dad. I'll bring them up.
Father, give me faith in dealing with this man this afternoon. Lawrence, get up!
I don't understand why we couldn't have this meeting home at us. I hate coming to the homes of poor people who don't have alcohol in their house.
Dad, please keep your voice down and please respect my fiancé's home. You know Lawrence and Monica are recovering alcoholics.
Oh, please! They're just weak. You don't allow liquor to control you. You control it. Listen, next time you get married, try not to marry somebody poor.
Next time? Dad,
you expect to be married to Divine for the rest of your life? Son, you will mark my words. There are plenty of other fish in the sea, and you will soon see some that you like.
Dad, please.
Matter of fact, I won't encourage you to deny yourself. If you see things you like after you get married, go for it. A little blue never hurt anybody.
This is why my mother died so young.
Oh, stop! Your mother was a saint, and I love her. They say God has taken the best too soon, so I guess your mother was the best.
Here you go. A Malta for Ryan and a Shandy for Mr. Ignatius.
Rest it there.
Thanks, babes.
Can we hurry this up? I have places to be.
Daddy? Auntie Monica?
We come in there.
Divine, this place always smells like this.
What do you mean?
Dad.
That strong chicken odor.
Dad, stop it. The house smells fine.
The yard downstairs doesn't. That strong scent of chicken dung and chicken feet. And I know it's the way you people make your living, but I couldn't live in a place like this.
Dad, please.
What?
Divine, I'm sorry.
All right. Let's get this over and done with. What are we doing the night before the wedding?
Well, Divine and Ryan are both mixed. We got Amerindian, we got Portuguese, we got black. That's why I say we need to do something multicultural on the night before the wedding.
Stick a pin there, Monica. Let me remind you about my ethnicity. I am of Indian, Amerindian, African, Chinese, and Portuguese.
Therefore, you're a cock-up. Makes my point even more valid that we have something multicultural.
Well, I mix up too. But I constantly hear a little drumbeat, Wedding Eve is Indian and African tradition.
I disagree with all that. I was already planning to throw my son a party with plenty liquor and women. Divine could have her own party however she likes. All this talk about multiculturalism and what's not is unnecessary. There is no need to complicate this thing.
I got for here little drums.
Ignatius, your son is not you, you know. The liquor and them women is for you.
For me, my friends, and Ryan. This boy got to know what it's like to be a man.
And being a man means women and drinking liquor? Oh, how the hell you raise such a good son?
All right, Monica, all right.
No, man. It's a wonder Ryan turned out so good.
Lawrence, control your property.
You see, if I worry with you...
But Monica, no.
Everybody, just be quiet.
Please.
This is me and Divine's wedding, and y'all just here going at each other without asking what we think about the whole thing.
Frankly, I'm starting to think that me and Ryan should just elope, because y'all are acting like children.
Divine, Ryan, I apologize.
Likewise here. Sorry for the part I play.
Apology accepted.
Yes.
Dad?
What?
Aren't you going to apologize?
For what? I did nothing wrong.
Aye, Father.
And I stand by my suggestion. A party with lots of women and liquor.
Well, that is not happening, so you could just forget about it.
She who wears the pants has spoken. Look, I'm getting out of here. Son, when you get some testosterone, call me.
Dad.
Why, look, let a man go long away. He's a vexation to the spirit.
Children, y'all say what y'all want.
Well, Divine...
We don't want to do anything. The wedding and reception will be enough.
To besides, we don't want to spend our wedding night nodding off while people doing their speeches.
So we can just bypass all tradition?
Look, Daddy, we don't mind if you have a little hang or whatever with your friends, but we won't be participating.
And if my father decides to go ahead and throw his party, I won't be a party.
All right. Well, it's settled then.
Yeah. If this is what y'all want... Then so be it.
Great.
Thank you for respecting our position.
Yes.
Well, it's y'all getting married now, we.
Divine, how you feel about how things turned out tonight?
I'm still thinking we should have eloped.
Well, I'm going to have a serious talk with my father when I get home. I'm thinking that I don't want him to be part of the wedding anymore.
What?
He's just a terrible person and I have to accept that.
Yes, Ryan, but you can't keep him out of the wedding.
Says who?
You know he wouldn't accept that.
I don't know how much longer I'll be able to deal with him. He has no respect for people. He probably was responsible for my mother's death.
You really think so?
I don't know how she could have put up with him.
Love blinds people. It's simple as that.
You know what? I don't think the guys are going to finish the house before our wedding.
So that means we have to live with your father?
No. I'm not going to put you through that. We'll just rent a place in the meanwhile.
Well... Auntie Monica and Dad actually suggested we could live here.
Here?
Yeah, but I wasn't too hot on the idea. I mean, I just won't feel comfortable doing certain things under the same roof with my parents.
Certain things like what?
I don't know. Like this? Or this?
Why stop?
Exactly the reason we can't live with my parents. They're right inside.
Yeah, you're right. We really need to be by ourselves. Tomorrow I'll start looking for an apartment. We won't need it for long though.
Okay, babe.
I love you, hon.
I love you too, Ryan. Very, very much.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.